This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. And you've been making sticky beef with ginger.
That's right. Yeah, sticky beef. I think it's quite a quick recipe, but there's a sauce, John, and I would sort of advise making a good bit of this sauce, maybe doubling it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the pan now, if you can hear this, I've got ginger, garlic, onion and chilli. And if you don't like chilli or you don't like garlic, leave it out. I put quite a bit of chilli in this, you know, put a wee bit extra, and I kept the seeds in because I quite like it spicy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't like it spicy, take the seeds and the wee membrane out, you know, that wee white bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because there's heat in that too.
Oh, and, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's probably as spicy as the, you know, as the actual seeds. So take it out if you don't like it. And then just a wee bit of tomato puree then, John, into that, fry that off for a couple of seconds, which I'm just at that stage now. And then just lots of stuff that you would have. So vinegar. So I use malt vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Had it for some homemade chips. So I quite like a bit of malt vinegar, you know, so trying to replicate, you know, that whole thing that you miss,
mm-hmm.
you know, the seaside chips. So malt vinegar, sugar. If you don't have tomato puree, by the way, put in a wee bit of use tomato ketchup because has that hanging around. So maybe just cut down the sugar a little, and then got sugar in it, and also then a wee bit of sesame oil and some water, and just let that all. I'll just put that on.
So it's the sugar that makes it sticky then.
Nice, it makes it nice and sticky, and then just cook that really for about 15 minutes, and then give it a good blitz. And what you're left with, John, is this nice sort of like mahogany coloured, really nice, sticky, thick sauce. So and there's soya sauce in that as well. So use a light soya sauce. You know, don't use a dark one.
So you cook the sauce first, and then whiz that all up.
The sauce. Yeah. So that's our sauce. That's all. So the sauce is in front of me, and the sauce would be great. Just I like having a sauce like that in the fridge, John.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd make that up, keep it in the fridge, keep
and
it for
it freeze?
A couple of weeks. No, I don't need to freeze it. There's enough sugar and things and vinegar in it. Trust me, it'll last for 2 weeks, but you'll have used it because even like I would do that with poached eggs, you know, a bit of toast, fire a bit of that on, you know, wee bit of scallion on top of it. Really nice just with vegetables, you know, just if you're just going to even char grill some vegetables, it'd be lovely with broccoli, just liven things up. So, and then with back to our beef. So I got some stir fry strips, which you can get from your butcher,
mm-hmm.
And just toss them in corn flour. So for about 500 grams of strips, you need about 3 tablespoonfuls of corn flour.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put in a teaspoonful of five spice. If you don't have five spice in your cupboard, don't panic. Maybe put a bit of cracked pepper if you've got ground coriander or something like that, or even a wee bit of, you know, dried ginger.
And you throw that in with the corn flour and then
mix it all up.
Soak the beef in it.
And then leave it for a wee minute or two. And then I've got the pan really hot here. So just fire that in. And if you can hear that sizzling now.
Can indeed.
And do it in batches, John. That's the thing. Don't overcrowd the pan because then you'll just end up with sort of soggy grey beef.
Yeah.
Because you want a wee nice, wee sort of a crispy coating from that corn flour. And I found as well, what I did was I bought quite a lot of beef and then put it into, you know, tossed it all together and put it into a bag.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been using it in batches, so I made it yesterday and, you know, to try it out, and I'm making it now, and I'm, you know, I'll make it tomorrow. So I've got sort of, you know, that that whole big, just keep it in a bag in the fridge and use it as you need it.
And it won't take long to cook then?
No, I'm going to, look, it's even now, you can hear it sort of sizzling away there. So, and I, you know those nice wee thin strips of beef you get, sort of flats, use that. You know, if you don't like beef, this would work really well with chicken breast or boneless chicken thighs. Just do it exactly the same way. A pork fillet or even pork loin, just nice strips, and fry that, toss them up the same way, and then fry them off. So that's coming up really well. So just, that's quite noisy today, isn't it, John?
It is noisy, it's lovely, there's no smell, yeah. And all I can smell is antibacterial hand gel. But
well, it smells of five spice and lovely sharp beef. So what I'm going to do now, John, that, I've sealed that off actually, that's pretty much half ready. What I'm going to do now is get a wee bit of kitchen paper. This is great. Now, you know, I miss being in the studio, but this is pretty good, you know, because I can sort of turn around and get things.
What's your dinner for, this is your lunch or dinner for today then?
This will be lunch, I would say, just to go for a good big long walk and then come back and I can justify this.
So you clean the pan, tip the...
Right, I'm just cleaning the pan now.
Uh-huh.
This is good too. I've got a wee sink here, which is lovely. Right, and then I'm going to tip that beef back in, John.
Uh-huh.
And then just in with the sauce. And that'll just... There we are. And then just we're just coating that. And what happens then is this lovely release of all of that beautiful stuff that's in the sauce.
All warmed up and...
Yeah, and it's mingled in with the beef. And then just onto some boiled rice or whatever way you cook your rice. Or this would be actually nice with coconut rice, you know. So just empty a tin of coconut into a saucepan, fill it up with a tin of rice, and then a tin of water, and put that all. So you've got two tins of liquid, one tin of rice, bring up to the boil, put a lid on, cook it for about 10 minutes and then leave it, and that'll be lovely fluffy coconut rice. And then, John, I've just some scallions in that I've shredded and dipped in iced water for about 15 minutes, and that gives you know those lovely crispy scallions,
lovely bright green.
Okay. A few radishes, lovely.
Someday when this is all over, we'll meet up and I'll get to test some of the stuff again. Sticky Asian beef with ginger and with coconut rice and scallions and stuff as well. Sounds absolutely gorgeous. Paula, mind yourself, look after yourself.
I will, and you too, John.
Enjoy
thanks
all that.
A million.
Enjoy all that sticky beef yourself.
Oh, well, okay. And, right, take care.
And I'll talk to you soon. Thank Recipe's you. Going to be on the website, the John Told Show page. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Told Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.